Blazer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Columbia, Missouri. We're at Hickman High School. Ladies Zizzer basketball this afternoon. Ladies Zizzers taking on the Columbia Hickman Lady Cupies. And in the JV contest, folks, man, it went double overtime. West Plains won the ball game, finally, by the score of 72-66 in double overtime. Delani Wahome, the sophomore, scored 40 points in the JV game. Julia Willard, a junior, scored 20 points in the JV game for the Lady Zizzers. But once again, Lady Zizzers went at 72-66 in double overtime. Now we're getting ready for varsity action. This is your Ozarks Healthcare Spine Clinic pregame show. And I want to tell you, Pasta Lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn of West Plains, just got even better. With bottomless baked pastas, we're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme, creamy sausage and peppers, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection. Try them all at Pizza Inn of West Plains, Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains. Lady Zizzers and the Hickman Lady Cupies. We're coming back in 3 minutes. We'll talk some Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the 6th generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Columbia, Missouri, Hickman High School. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. Lady Zizzers getting ready to take on the Hickman High School Lady Cupies. And Hickman comes in with a record of 12-10 on the season. Lady Zizzers are 13-8. Hickman, they average 55 points a game on offense. And the Zizzers, Lady Zizzers, average 60 points a game on offense. Hickman averages 51 points given up on defense. And the West Plains Lady Zizzers, well, they average 50 points a game given up on defense. So these two teams are pretty evenly matched. Hickman's going to have the size advantage in the contest, as the Hickman Lady Cupies They've got a 6'5 girl, and they've got 2 6-footers as well. So Lady Zizzers will have to deal with some height here in this varsity contest this afternoon here in Columbia, Missouri at Hickman University, or Hickman High School. Folks, it's been a long day so far. We were in Branson the last two nights, and then got up this morning and took off to come up here to Columbia. So bear with me. I'm sure we're going to make a few mistakes here in the ball game this afternoon. Lady Zizzers will be looking for that 14th win of the season. For Coach Morgan Scott and Hickman, she'll be starting Carly Moore, Bailey Blewett, Caroline Eastman, Kennedy Blanford, and Saray Simmons. That's the five starters for Coach Morgan Scott and Hickman. For the West Plains Lady Zizzers and Coach Christy Otter, it'll be Lucy Hafer, Zoe Scharnhorst, Ainsley McWilliams, Shaylee Peterson, and Jillian Green. That's the five starters that Coach Christy Otter will be going with once again today. And Coach Otter assisted by Eli Ernst and Madison Matag. So the Lady Zizzers looking for win number 14 today here at Hickman High School in Columbia. And like we said, Hickman coming in with the record of 12-10. Once again, just want to say congratulations once again to the West Plains Lady Zizzer JV team. They defeated Hickman in double overtime, folks, 72-66. And Delani Wahome, the sophomore, scored 40 points in that JV contest. Julia Willard, the junior, scored 20 points in the contest. And the Lady Zizzers win a thriller, 72-66. In double overtime. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have those starting lineups for your listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Here's Dr. Jason McConnell on our uniquely active population and keeping them moving.
Around here, our patients in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing things you wouldn't normally expect for their age. It's a blessing to live in such an active community where staying active is a way of life. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's our privilege to help keep them on the go.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hickman High School in Columbia, Missouri. Ladies Zizzer Basketball. Ladies Zizzer has just now been introduced. Starting lineup, Lucy Hafer, Zoe Scharnhorst, Ainsley McWilliams, Sheila Peterson, and Jillian Green. Ladies Zizzer's 13-8 on the season. And they're coached by Coach Christy Otter, assisted by Eli Ernst. And Madison the tag. Now the Columbia Hickman QPs being introduced. Carly Moore. Bailey Blewett. Caroline Eastman. Kennedy Blanford. And Soraya Simmons. That's the five starters for Coach Morgan Scott and the Hickman QPs here this afternoon. And by the way, it is Senior Day here today. So in between ball games, Columbia Hickman honored their seniors, Caroline Eastman, Kennedy Blanford, Ray Simmons, and Jayla Griffith. And Jayla Griffith probably will not play. I understand she's under the weather. They didn't think she was going to be able to come for the to be honored. But she was here to be honored as a senior, but I don't know if she's going to play. So now Jillian Green is going to jump center with Kennedy Blanford. And we're ready to get this thing underway. Hope you've enjoyed the Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And Hickman runs down the basketball, and it will be Blewett up top for Hickman. They go into the post to Eastman. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be a Hickman ball on the baseline. And Blewett will throw it in once again. Around the baseline. And all alone underneath is Simmons, and she makes the easy basket. Hickman is on the board first at 2-0. Scharnhorst on the right wing, up top to Peterson. Now they'll go to Green. Left wing, that's Hafer. Hafer tries to get it inside. It's stolen away. And here comes Simmons the other way. She's going to back it out on the left wing. Cross court in the corner all alone, and a three-pointer by Carly Moore. And Hickman is out to a 5-0 lead here. McWilliams up top. Now Hafer on the left wing. Green up top. Gives it to Peterson. Right side to Scharnhorst now. And Zoe will fire the three, and it's good. Zoe Scharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Ladies, this is trail by two here. 6:47 to go in the first quarter. Blewett up top. Gives it up to Simmons. And Blewett on the right side. And it's going to, that went off of Blewett's hand out of bounds. But they're going to give it to Hickman on the baseline. So Blewett will throw it in on the baseline. And the three-pointer is no good. Rebound inside. Up and good by Blanford. And Letty Zizzer's going to have to hit the board. They're going to have to rebound here. McWilliams, right side to Scharnhorst. Green now up top with it. McWilliams once again up top with the basketball. Hafer on the right wing. Now Scharnhorst back to Hafer up top. McWilliams with it. They're trying to get it inside. Peterson with it. She'll turn, puts it off the glass, and in. Peterson with her first points of the ball game. It's a two-point lead by Hickman. Blewett will bring it up across the timeline. Lady Zizzers playing a man-to-man defense here. And that's Simmons with the basketball. She's going to try to drive the lane. And now inside, loose basketball. And we've got a jump ball inside. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Hafer will inbound it to McWilliams. McWilliams will bring it up. Goes to the right side. Scharnhorst up top. McWilliams down on the post once again. Peterson back out to McWilliams. Now Scharnhorst on the right wing. Back down to Peterson inside. She'll kick it out. Hafer will fire on the left wing. It's no good. And Scharnhorst runs down the rebound. McWilliams up top. Gives it to Scharnhorst up top. He'll give it back to McWilliams. She's in the lane with the floater. It is no good, but Peterson underneath missed the shot, gets the rebound. She's fouled. And that foul is going to be on Blewett, her fourth, first team foul. And it'll be Shaylee Peterson to the free throw line, shooting two, makes the first one. Peterson with 3 points at the ball game. If she makes this free throw, she'll tie it up. And she missed it. Hickman with a one-point lead, 4:54 to go here first quarter. Coming down the lane, a collision inside. Jillian Green and Blanford, no call anywhere. Green gets up holding her stomach. Now Peterson up top, gives it to McWilliams. McWilliams up top, kicks it out. Green's going to fire from the left corner. It's good for three. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. The Lady Zizzers have their first lead of the night at 9-7. Blew it up top. Gives it up to Simmons. Up top now to Blanford. Blew it on the left wing. Up top is Moore for three. It's no good. McWilliams with the rebound. Green will bring it up. Green trying to get to the lane. Peterson will fire a three from the right side. It's good. Shaylee Peterson with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. Lady Zizzers up 5-5. Hickman coming down. Easy basket there from Blanford. Little 5-6-foot jump shot on the baseline. Three-point Lady Zizzer lead. Zoe Scharnhorst hits another three-pointer. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. And Hickman wants a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hickman High School in Columbia. Lady Zizzers lead to Hickman at QP's 15-9. 3:31 to go first quarter. And it'll be Hickman basketball. Lady Zizzers now with full court man-to-man pressure. And into the basketball game. Eastman has it. Gives it up to Simmons. She'll fire the jumper. No good. And the rebound comes down to Eastman. And now that's going out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. And the big 6'5 6'5 sophomore is in the ballgame now, Addison Carr. McWilliams will bring it up the floor for the Lady Zizzers. She'll go left side to Hafer. And Hafer almost lost it. Scharnhorst with it now. And Scharnhorst directing some traffic now. Right side to McWilliams. McWilliams back to Scharnhorst. Hafer with the basketball. Gives it up to McWilliams up top. There's a foul on Parnell into the ballgame. Her first, second team foul on Hickman. 2:44 to go here first quarter. It's 15-9 Lady Zizzers with the lead. And McWilliams has it knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. They'll just move it up about 3 feet up the court. Hafer looking to throw it in. Gets it to Green. Green with the basketball. On the right side, Hafer with it now. Hafer had it knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the side. So Hafer will throw it in, gets it to McWilliams. 2.5 to go first quarter. Lady Zizzer's up by 6. Scharnhorst goes inside, and Peterson couldn't save it, goes out of bounds. She collides with a cheerleader over there. Got to help her up. And it'll be Hickman basketball. Full court pressure once again by the Lady Zizzers. And it's Eastman. Gives it up to Stimmons. Stimmons. And a three-pointer is no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Will drop back into a half-court defense. They are playing a man-to-man. McWilliams across the timeline. 2 minutes to go first quarter. Still a six-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Peterson kicks it back out. McWilliams now. She'll float the floater up there. No good. And Carr, the big gal, just over the top of everybody, gets the rebound. And now missed underneath, but the second shot is good by Stimmons. And it's a four-point Lady Zizzer lead. Minute 40 to go first quarter. McWilliams. Scharnhorst on the left wing. Peterson with it now. Scharnhorst up top. Left side is McWilliams on the wing. McWilliams goes inside to Hafer. Kicks it out. Scharnhorst for three. It's no good. And Peterson's going to get caught over the back of the big gal. That's her first foul. First team foul on Lady Zizzer. Zoe Shrub's going to come in. Lucy Hafer is going to come out of the ballgame. And Patterson comes in for Hickman. So it will be Stimmons with the basketball. She'll bring it up across the timeline. Stimmons goes inside the car. She kicks it back out. And the three is good by Eastman. And it's now a one-point lead with a minute to go. Lady Zizzers up by one. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Shrub with the basketball. Shrub looking to drive. Now it's stolen. And McWilliams gets it back. Then she has it knocked away. And here comes Patterson up the floor with the basketball. And Eastman's going to fire another three. That one's no good. And it's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball off of Parnell. 34 seconds to go first quarter. Lady Zizzer's up by one. McWilliams with the basketball. She'll walk it up the floor across the timeline. Goes to the left side. Now gets it to Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst with the basketball. 18 seconds. Green with it. And Green got away with a travel right there. McWilliams, she'll fire a three and almost went in. Here comes Stimmons for Hickman. Stimmons is coming all the way down the lane inside the car. Carr misses it, misses the second one. At the end of one, it's 15-14. Lady Zizzers with the lead. We are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 Train.
The real estate market is still strong, and you have time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate Realty puts clients first, so call them today at 417-257-2733. Visit WestgateRealty.com or search Westgate Realty on Facebook. Go Zizzers!
Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hickman High School in Columbia. Start the second quarter of play. Lady Zizzers lead at 15-14. And Hickman will get the basketball to start the second quarter. And Jillian Green's going to get a breather. Blewett up top for Hickman. And into the ball game is Ashley Colton. And Zoe Shrub steals the basketball for Lady Zizzers. Shrub with it, gives it up to McWilliams. Lady Zizzers will set the offense now. McWilliams, left side, gives it up to Hafer. Hafer, and there's a foul on Moore. That'll be Moore's first. First team foul on Hickman here in the second quarter. I tell you what, when Hickman commits a foul, folks up here don't believe it. I mean, if you ask them, Hickman doesn't foul at all. At all, folks. And let me tell you, they do foul because in that JV game, they were knocking some bodies around. Let me tell you, Hafer gives it up to Colton, who will fire on the baseline. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Hickman. Simmons will bring it up the floor. Up ahead, it's out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Moore couldn't hang on to it. 7:10 to go, first half. Lady Zizzer's up 15-14. They've led by as many as six here in the ball game. Shrub on the left wing. Zoe with the basketball up top to McWilliams. McWilliams, left side to Shrub now on the wing. And there's a foul. And the foul's on Davis. Her first, second team foul on Hickman. And Lady Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. McWilliams throw it in up top to Colton. Shrub, they'll go down low to Hafer. Back to Shrub. Shrub gives it to Colton now. They'll try to go inside to Hafer. Hafer puts the shot up, no good. There's a lot of contact there, no call. Here comes Simmons the other way, kicks it out in the corner. That'll be Moore. Blewett with it now up top. Left side, and that's Davis with the basketball. Simmons up top. Simmons in the lane, turnaround is no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams pushing it up the floor. Shrub on the left wing for three. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Moore. Now Simmons will bring it up. Gets it over to Eastman. Blewett now hits the three. And Blewett gives Hickman a two-point lead. And now Colton from the right side for three. It's no good. And Blewett with the rebound. Lady Zizzers need to get on the boards and rebound. Blew it up the floor. Going to go inside. We've got a foul on West Plains. I believe it's going to be Shrub. It is. Zoe Shrub with her first foul. First team foul here. Second quarter. So Scharnhorst and Green come back in. Shrub and Colton will take a breather. And Hickman will throw it in on the baseline. Blewett will do the honors. And they're going to go up top to Moore. Moore with the basketball. Sets the offense now. Moore to the left side. picks up her dribble. Now she goes inside, and easy basket inside by Blanford. And it's now a four-point lead. Lucy Hafer with it now, and Hafer will back it out. McWilliams for three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Hickman. These Zippers are not hitting their shots here, and Hickman is hitting the board. Simmons with the basketball. Simmons up top. Now there's the screen. Simmons' jumper is no good. Blanford over the back. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. And Simmons is 5'11". Blanford is one of those six-footers. McWilliams to Scharnhorst now. Scharnhorst. Peterson up top. McWilliams with it in the corner. She'll put it up on the baseline. In and out. That thing rattled around and came out. Wouldn't fall. Here comes Moore the other way. And a foul's going to be called on West Plains. Moore's going to free throw line to shoot two. Lucy Hafer. Her first, second team foul here in the second quarter. And Moore to the free throw line to shoot two. And she makes the first one. And West Plains wants a timeout. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Ladies This Basketball, 100.9 train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hickman High School in Columbia. And Hickman leads it 20-15, 4:24 to go in the first half. And Moore will be at the free throw line for Hickman, shooting one. So here we go. And she makes the second free throw. Hickman now up 6 points. And that's their biggest lead of the ball game. Scharnhorst with it. Now Green up top. Hafer on the left wing. They go into Peterson. Peterson back out to Hafer. Hafer driving the baseline out to Peterson. Peterson will put up the three. It is no good. And Hafer with the rebound inside. Gives it back to Peterson. And up to McWilliams. She'll go in the lane. Puts it off the glass and in. Angela McWilliams with 5 points in the ball game. It's a four-point Hickman lead. Blewett with it up top. Blewett. Left side now. That is Parnell. Parnell going to drive inside. Shot is no good. Peterson with the rebound. Good position there on Blanford that time. Green. Gets inside, lays it off the glass, and Jillian Green's got her first points of the ball game. And it's a two-point Hickman lead with 3:10 to go first half. Parnell on the right wing. Up top is Blanford. Left side to Blewett. Go back over, and Moore will fire a three. It's good. Moore hits her second three-pointer of the ball game. McWilliams up top with the basketball. She'll back it out now. Goes right side, gives it to Scharnhorst. Peterson on the baseline. It's good. Peterson with 8 points in the ball game for the Lady Zizzers, who trail by three with 2.5 to go first half. Blewett across the timeline, and it's knocked away by Scharnhorst out of bounds. It'll be Hickman basketball. And here comes the big gal back in. Carr, the 6'5 sophomore. Darnell will throw it in from the side. Gets it to Carr. Carr back to Parnell on the right wing. Go into Simmons inside. And they're going to say a foul on the floor on West Plains. And that's going to be on Green. That's her first. Third team foul. So Hickman will throw it in on the baseline. Simmons with it. Simmons trying inside. Turnaround jumper is no good. Peterson with the rebound. And a touchy foul on Parnell for Hickman. Her second, third team foul. Coming in is going to be Patterson. Parnell is going to come out. Lady Zizzers with the basketball, 2:13 to go first half. Lady Zizzers trailing by three. McWilliam, Hafer on the left wing. Green now with it up top. Now to Hafer. Green coming down. And a foul by Carr. Carr blocked the shot, and then she put Green on the ground. So Carr is going to be charged with the foul. Her first, fourth team foul on Hickman. And Jillian Green to the free throw line to shoot two. 2:02 to go in the first half. Green makes the first free throw. It's a two-point Hickman lead. Second free throw from the freshman, Jillian Green, is good. Lady Zizzers trail by one. 2 minutes to go, first half. And it is Patterson. And it's stolen away as Scharnhorst knocked it away. McWilliams has got Carr coming behind her, and McWilliams scores on the layup. And the Lady Zizzers take a one-point lead here. Minute 40 to go, first half. And picking up, now that would be Eastman. Simmons on the left wing. They go into Carr now on the low block. She'll kick it back out top. Three-pointer is good by Eastman. Eastman just hit her second three-pointer of the ball game. And Hickman leads it by two. Minute 18 to go, first half. And McWilliams gives it to Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst looking, finally gets it to Hafer. Hafer coming down the lane, and now they're going to call it travel as Hafer's knocked down to the floor by Eastman. Shrub and Colton will come in. Green and Hafer are coming out of the ball game. A minute seven to go here in the first half. So Moore inbounds to Blewett. Blewett with the basketball, bringing it up the floor, across the timeline. 1 minute to go, first half. Lady Zizzers trailing by two. Blewett up top. Gives it up to Moore. Now they give it to Simmons. Simmons is going to try to come down the lane. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. And Carr over the back. No, they're going to just say out of bounds. No, they are calling a foul on the big gal. Carr, that's her second. 15 foul. And Lady Zizzers should be shooting free throws now. So let's see who's going to the free throw line. Shaylee Peterson. So Peterson will shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And the first one rattles around and goes in. Peterson with 9 points in the ball game. It's a one-point Hickman lead, 45 seconds to go in the half. And Peterson ties the ball game up at 27. Blewett will bring it up the floor, across the timeline. And they'll give it to Simmons. And it's stolen by Peterson. Here comes McWilliams the other way. McWilliams, and she's going to make the layup, and she's fouled. And that foul is going to be on Blewett. That's her second. So McWilliams will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Lady Zizzers with a two-point lead. 29 seconds to go in the half, and she makes the free throw. Lady Zizzers lead it by three now. Blewett across the timeline. Blewett going to try to come down the lane, and she floats it up and in. 1 point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 12 seconds to go in the half. Peterson with it. Peterson, 7 seconds. Got to get it to somebody. Finally, Shrub. 2 seconds. Zoe Shrub will put it off the glass. It won't go in. At the half, it is 30-29. Lady Zizzers lead the Hickman Cupies. We'll take a break. Coming back in 3 minutes with your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans? Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Chick Days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options. From feed, including organic options, to supplies, Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal, get a bad deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection to you.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, bush hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hickman High School in Columbia. And it is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. Lady Zizzers leading the Columbia Hickman Cupies 30-29 here at the half. For the Lady Zizzers, Ainsley McWilliams and Shaylee Peterson both with 10 points apiece here in the first half. Zoe Scharnhorst has 6 points and Jillian Green with 4. Nobody in foul trouble. Actually, only 4 fouls were called in the first half on the West Plains Lady Zizzers. Columbia Hickman had 8 fouls called on them in the first half. Scoring-wise, it's Moore leading the way with 8 points. Blewett with 5, Eastman and Blanford both with 6 points apiece, and Simmons with 4 points in the first half. The Lady Zizzers led it 15-14 at the end of one, and they lead it here 30-29 at the half. Lady Zizzers' biggest lead of the ball game has been 6, and Hickman's biggest lead of the ball game has been 6 points. Lady Zizzers is going to have to continue to block out and hit those boards. They need the rebound on both ends, and then they need to hit their shots, and they need to tighten up the defense just a little bit, as Hickman is getting too many open looks at the basket. And so that's what the Lady Zizzers need to do here at the half to come away with this victory. The JV contest, West Plains Lady Zizzers won it. It was a thriller in double overtime, 72-66. Sophomore Delani Wahomey scored 40 points in the JV ball game today. Julia Willard, the junior, had 20 points. Once again, Lady Zizzers won it in double overtime, 72-66. That's the JV contest. All right, next action is coming up on Monday night, since there's going to be some winter weather next week. The schedule has changed, and here's what's going to happen. Monday night at 4 o'clock, the West Plains Lady Zizzers will have a half of a game, JV game, with Marshfield at the West Plains High School gym. Then the varsity girls will play, should be around 4:30, maybe a little after that. And then they will have the half, one half of a JV boys game after the varsity girls game. And then the varsity boys game will finish up the night at West Plains High School gym. And we'll have the varsity girls and varsity boys basketball games for you on the radio on Monday. It'll be senior night as well for cheerleading boys and girls basketball. It'll be between the varsity girls and the JV boys half a ball game. So in between the varsity girls and the JV boys game will be the senior night for cheerleading boys and girls basketball. And also will also be, you know, the Lady Zizzers had their pink out here about a week and a half ago, and they'll have the check presentation. We'll know how much money the Lady Zizzers made for the Ozark Healthcare Cancer Center. That will be awarded as well at the same time as they do the senior recognition. So all that coming up on Monday. Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment bringing you the halftime show. West Plains Lady Zizzers lead Hickman 30-29. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll have your third quarter. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains, we're heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river. Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance ranked number one for auto insurance in the Forbes 2024 World's Best Insurance Companies survey.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hickman High School. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. Lady Zizzers lead it 30-29 as we start the third quarter. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball, and both teams will be starting their original starting five unit. McWilliams with the basketball. Left side to Scharnhorst. Green now up top. Peterson with it. Hafer on the right wing. Lucy Hafer trying to get inside. Kicked it out to Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst to McWilliams. And she'll get it out to Hafer. Hafer with the basketball. And kicks it back out to McWilliams. She'll dribble up top. But he says it was up by one. Just underway, second half. Green with the basketball. Kicks it out. Peterson will fire the three from the wing, and it's good. Shaylee Peterson with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointers. She's got 13 in the ball game. Ladies, as her lead is four. Simmons, yep. And there's a three missed in the corner from Moore. And inside, we've got a foul inside. I believe it's going to be on Green. I thought Jillian Green had the position on that one, but at the free throw line is Kennedy Blandford. Senior six-footer misses the first free throw. Lady Zizzers have had to deal with 2 6-footers and a 6'5". Second free throw from Blandford. And it's no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up. Hafer in the corner. She'll put up the shot. And it's going to be a foul on Zoe Scharnhorst. That'll be the first on Scharnhorst. Second team foul on Lady Zizzers here. Hickman with the basketball. Blewett will bring it up. Lady Zizzers up by four. Blewett gives it to Simmons up top. Now on the left side, that'll be Eastman. And now Moore with it. He'll kick it out to Blewett. Blewett trying to drive on the right side. They go inside, shot up, and good by Blandford. She's got eight, and it's a two-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams with the basketball. McWilliams driving in the lane, puts the floater up. It's good. Angela McWilliams now with 12 points in the ball game. back to a four-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 6-10 to go here in the third quarter. And it'll be Moore. Gives it to Simmons up top. Simmons coming down the lane. Missed the shot. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams up the floor. Gets it to Scharnhorst. Green coming down the baseline. Off the glass. It's good for Jillian Green. She's got six. Lady Zizzers up by six. Blewett across the timeline. And Hickman wants a timeout. 5:44 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers lead at 37-31, and we are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hickman High School in Columbia. Lady Zizzers lead at 37-31 with 5:44 to go here in the third quarter. Hickman with the basketball. Moore with it. Simmons over to Blewett now. Blewett's going to go inside Blanford. And now Simmons inside. Turnaround is no good. Green with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up the floor, gets it to Peterson. She'll get it back to McWilliams. McWilliams up top to Green. She's coming down the lane, off the glass, no good. And Blanford with the rebound gives it up to Eastman. Eastman up the floor. That's Moore with it on the left side. Now Eastman with it. Moore up top for three, no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. And here comes the big 6'5 sophomore, Addison Carr, into the ball game. When she comes in there and plays in that lane, Lady Zizzers have to make the shots outside. Scharnhorst that time barely got it blocked by Carr. And here comes Moore up the floor. Gives it to Eastman. Now Carr with it. Back to Eastman. Now they go back to Carr and goes underneath and missed the shot underneath. Was Simmons. And here comes the Lady Zizzers up the floor. Peterson for three. No good. And Carr with the rebound. Simmons will bring it up the floor. Simmons going to the basket. And missed the shot. Carr with the rebound. She hits the deck. Foul on Lady Zizzers. Carr is going to go to the free throw line. And the foul that time was called on McWilliams. So that's the third team foul. Carr at the free throw line to shoot two. And she missed the first one. Delani Wahomey going to come in now. And Zoe Shrub, Zoe Scharnhorst, and Shaylee Peterson going to get a breather here. Carr into the ball game. Second free throw is good. So Carr has her first point of the ball game. It's a five-point lead. Shrub on the right wing up top to McWilliams. McWilliams goes up Green now. Underneath is Wahomey, and she scores. Delani Wahomey with 2 points with a little 3-foot jumper there on the baseline. Simmons with the basketball going to the basket. Missed the shot. Paper with the rebound. Lady Zizzers up by 7 to 3:45 to go in the ball game. Biggest lead the Lady Zizzers have had. McWilliams up top. Now it's Shrub on the left side. On the floor. And now we've got five players on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball, and it'll go to Hickman. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Hickman to throw it in. Lady Zizzer's going to pick him up at half court. Blewett with the basketball. Gives it up to Moore now. Now Simmons with it. Moore on the right wing. She hits the three. Moore now with 11 in the ball game. That's her third three-pointer. And McWilliams. That's a double dribble. The only reason it's called is because everybody in the building went, oh! It'll be Hickman basketball. 3:06 to go here in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by four now. Blewett with it up top. Blewett comes back to the left side. She'll put up a three. It's no good. Shrub with the rebound. Shrub bringing it up the floor. Gives it up to Green. Green back up top to Shrub. In the corner is Hafer. And there's a foul going to be called on Simmons. Looked like a clean block, but Maya got her with the body. So first team foul on Hickman. And that's the first on Simmons. And Lucy Hafer will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. Lucy makes the first one, and she's got her first point of the ball game. So Eastman's coming out of the ball game. Parnell comes in. And Parnell with two fouls picked up here in the first half. And Hafer makes the second one. Lady Zizzers lead is six. And it'll be Blewett to bring it up for Hickman. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Blewett up top. McWilliams is on her. Now it's Moore. They go into Carr. Carr puts the shot up. No good. And Green with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams kicks it over to Shrub. She'll get it out to Green. Green coming down the lane. And it will not fall in. Rolled around. Wouldn't come in. And Simmons has it stolen by McWilliams. McWilliams gets it over to Green, puts it up off the glass, no good. Wahome with the rebound. And there's a foul on Carr. And Carr just picked up her third foul, second team foul on Hickman. So McWilliams will inbound on the baseline for the Lady Zizzers. And Carr is signaling to the coach she needs a breather. McWilliams over to Green. Back to McWilliams. McWilliams, she'll shoot it up over the big girl. It's no good. And Simmons with the rebound. And Simmons, she just carried the basketball. Dribbled it right up over the top of her head. Minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by six. And Carr will come out. And into the ball game is Davis. Peterson will come in. Wahome is going to get a breather. And now Hickman is going to have Jones come in. And Blewett will have a seat. Now we're ready to go. McWilliams with the basketball. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers are up by six. McWilliams with it. And McWilliams, whoop. And loose ball. Now McWilliams gets it, fires from the wing. It's good for three. McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. She's got 15. Lady Zizzers' biggest lead of the ball game now is 9. Moore with the basketball. Up top, it's Simmons. She's coming down the lane. Shot up, no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams with it. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers up by 9. McWilliams with it. Inside to Peterson, kicks it out. Shrub back up the top to McWilliams. McWilliams. Now it's Green with the basketball. Back over to McWilliams on the right side. McWilliams gets in the lane for the floater. It's good. It's now an 11-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. 27 seconds to go, third quarter. Parnell gives it up. Two more. Now Simmons with it. Moore on the right wing. Moore puts the shot up. It's good. Moore's got 13 in the ball game. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Shrub with the basketball. McWilliams up top. 5 seconds now. McWilliams kicks it out to Green. She'll pull up for the jumper. It is no good. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. 46-37. Lady Zizzers with the lead. We're back. 6 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone. 417-256-7628 and go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hickman High School in Columbia. And the West Plains Lady Zizzers lead at Hickman 46-37. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Original starting lineup for the Lady Zizzers here. Start the fourth quarter. Scharnhorst on the right wing. Green up top now. McWilliams on the right side. She'll dribble up top. Gets in the lane. Floats another one. It's no good. Ball on the floor. And they're going to call a foul on Hafer. Hafer was on the floor trying to get the basketball. Called a foul on her. It's her second. First team foul, fourth quarter. Blewett. We'll bring it up floor for Hickman. Lady Zizzer is going to try to hold on and win one here. And McWilliams knocked it away, saved it into Hafer. And here come the Lady Zizzers. Green with it. She's coming right down the lane. And they took her legs out from under. She missed the layup. But she'll go to the free throw line. And Moore gets the foul, her second. That is the first team foul on Hickman here in the fourth quarter. Jillian Green will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And she makes the first one. Green now with seven in the ball game. Lady Zizzers now with a 10-point lead. And she makes the second free throw. Green now with 8 points in the ball game. And Lady Zizzers matching their largest lead of the game at 11. Blewett up top for Hickman. Blewett goes out on the wing, driving the baseline is Simmons. Carr's up top. Now Moore's going to fire a three, and she hits another one. She's got 16 in the ball game, 4 3-pointers. Lady Zizzers lead is 8 with 6:55 to go in the ball game. McWilliams with it. Gives it to Peterson on the right wing. Back to McWilliams up top. Now they go Peterson inside. Off the glass. Peterson now with 15 in the ball game. Back to a 10-point lead. Blewett brings it up for Hickman. Up top. Now she goes right side. Now back to the left. Right side is Moore. A long three this time is no good. Green with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. McWilliams right side to Green. Down the corner on the right side, that's Scharnhorst. They'll go to McWilliams, up top to Hafer, round the horn to Peterson. Down in the left corner now is Green. Up top to Scharnhorst now. To Green, she'll fire a long three. It's no good. And a rebound taken by Stimmons. And here comes Eastman up the floor. Stimmons. Going to drive and score on the layup. Simmons now with 6 points in the ball game. 8-point lead for West Plains with 5:45 to go in the ball game. McWilliams Peterson, three-pointer out of the corner for Shaylee Peterson. Community First Bank Academy, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. She's got 18 in the ball game. Back to an 11-point lead. Blewett on the right wing. Up top, that would be Simmons. She's coming down the lane again, now up top. And the three is an air ball that time by Eastman. And now Blandford comes in, and Carr, the big gal, is going to come out. Ladies, this is with the basketball. 5:15 going to ball game. They lead it by 11. McWilliams. And it was knocked away, but Green has it. Peterson's going to fire another three. That one's no good. And Blandford with the rebound. Simmons is bringing it up the floor. Simmons kicks it out to Moore. Now Blewett with it. Moore, she'll fire a long three. That one's no good. And, man, Blandford over the back of Hafer. They didn't call it. And Lucy Hafer is going to pick up her third foul of the ball game, second team foul. But Blandford was right over the back of Hafer that time, and they did not call it. Blandford to the free throw line to shoot two. She misses the first one. Parnell getting ready to check back in for Hickman. Simmons will get a breather. Blandford. Second free throw is no good. Green with the rebound. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. McWilliams gets it to Hafer on the left side. Hafer with it up top. Now she'll give it to McWilliams up top. 4.5 to go in the ball game. Letty Zizzer's up by 11. Green on the right side. Peterson down the right corner. Now it's McWilliams with the basketball. McWilliams with it. Kicks it out to Peterson. Peterson coming inside on the layup. It's good. Taylor Peterson gives the Lady Zizzers their biggest lead of the ball game at 13. And Moore with the basketball. She'll drive inside. She scores and is fouled. See who they call the foul on. So Zoe Scharnhorst picks up her second. That's a fourth team foul on Lady Zizzers. And Hickman only has one team foul here in the fourth quarter. A little bit lopsided. Moore makes the free throw, and Hickman wants a timeout. 55-45, Lady Zizzers with the lead, 4 minutes to go in the ball game, and we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Experience matters, and Sean Duggins, broker owner at Westgate Realty in West Plains, has that with close to 30 years in the business. Sean Duggins and the 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. They put clients first. Stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Check them online at westgaterealty.com. Search Westgate Realty on Facebook or call 417-257-2733. Go Zizzers.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Hickman High School in Columbia. 4:03 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead at 55-45, and they have the basketball. And now Hickman with full court pressure now. And McWilliam breaks the full court pressure, gives it to Peterson. She'll stop and put it off the glass and in. Peterson now with 22 in the ball game to lead the Lady Zizzers. Parnell inside. It's blocked by Green. And Hafer with the basketball. Hafer kicks it out to Peterson. Now Green with it. McWilliams on the right side. And now Hickman trying to, there's a foul finally. Foul on Simmons, that's her second. It's only the second team foul on Hickman. But right now Hickman trying to double team the basketball. Lady Zizzers will throw it in on the baseline with 3.5 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 12. Green will do the honors. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the side. Peterson will throw it in. And gets it to McWilliams. McWilliams with it out top. And it blew it with the steal and the other way for the basket. And Lady Zizzer, Shrub throws it in to McWilliams. And now they just fouled McWilliams. And Simmons picked up their third foul. That's the third team foul on Hickman. Lady Zizzers will inbound on the side. They lead it by 10 with 3:14 to go in the ball game. Hafer throws it in to McWilliams. Here comes the double team. Hafer with it now. Hafer across the timeline. Hafer to Peterson underneath, and she scores again. Shaylee Peterson's having a big game. So is Ainsley McWilliams. Lady Zizzers are up by 12 once again. Simmons with the basketball, driving to the basket and scores on the layup. Lady Zizzers got to play some better defense because there's still too much time left in the game. And Hafer with the basketball, missed the layup. Peterson is there. She missed it. Couldn't get the rebound. Parnell's bringing it up the floor for Hickman. And now a foul is going to be called, I believe, on McWilliams. That'll be the second on McWilliams, and that's the 15th foul. So now Hickman gets to shoot three. No, they're saying it's the 14th foul. I had him for the fifth. Well, okay, then Hickman won't get to shoot free throws yet. Blewett to throw it in, and she ran off. Or threw it to nobody. Hafer going the other way with the basketball, and she's going to get fouled by Blewett. Blewett come down on the back of Lucy Hafer. Lucy's a tough one. That's a 14 foul. So one more foul either way, and everybody's going to be shooting free throws the rest of the ball game. Lucy Hafer, though, is at the free throw line to shoot two. She's a tough kid. She'll be all right. First free throw for Lucy Hafer. And it's good. And Lucy makes an 11-point lead once again. Second free throw from the junior. Lucy Hafer is good. That's been her scoring today. 4 points from the free throw line. And it's a 12-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. And it's Simmons. She's going to kick it out. Parnell will fire a three. That's no good. It's an air ball. Green with the rebound. Green brings it up the floor. Now Peterson with it. Hafer down underneath. She'll pull it back out to McWilliams. Green up top. Shrub on the left wing. She'll fire and hits the three. Zoe Shrub with her first points of the ball game. A Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. And now Ashley Colton's going to check in. Lucy Hafer's going to come out for the Lady Zizzers. 15-point lead with a minute 52 to go in the ball game. This one's not over yet. The way Hickman shoots three-pointers down here, I tell you. Simmons with the basketball. There was a moving screen by Easton. And Simmons with the basket. McWilliams gets it up to Colton on the right wing, back to McWilliams up top. McWilliams, and it's over to Green. Shrub. Shrub's going to drive, puts the little floater up, and it's good. Shrub now with 5. Ladies, this is up 15 with a minute 13 to go. Blewett with the basketball. Blewett going to try to drive. She's going to make the layup. And the timeout is called by Hickman. 66-53, Lady Zizzers with the lead. A minute 3 to go in the ball game. And we are coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Hartford Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, push hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Hartford Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Hickman High School. Parnell got the steal, missed the layup, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Green. It'll be Hickman ball on the baseline. 54 seconds to go in the ball game, and Lady Zizzers lead it by 13. Blewett will throw it in. Gets it over to Eastman. Eastman pulls up, shot no good. Simmons with the rebound, and she missed it. Green with the rebound. McWilliams up the floor, and that time she threw it. Parnell steals the basketball. 37 seconds, and now Hickman throws it away. 35 seconds to go in the game. Lady Zizzer's up 13. Unless there's a total meltdown here, Lady Zizzer's going to go to 14-8. On the season. Green with the basketball up the floor to Colton across the timeline. Peterson underneath, and she'll put it back out. They're going to say she traveled with the basketball. 24 seconds. Zoe Scharnhorst is going to come in, and Peterson's going to come out of the ball game. 24 seconds to go. Lady Zizzer's up 13. Blewett will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Blewett up top. Over to Moore. Moore trying to get open. And now Blewett with it. 9 seconds. Blewett fires a three. No good. It's going out of bounds. Lady Zizzer basketball with 5.8 seconds to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzer's going to go to 14-8 on the season. Scharnhorst gets it to Green. Green to Scharnhorst, now McWilliams, and that's the ball game. 66-53, Lady Zizzers with the win. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, Spine, and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment.